just early in the morning when the dew's on, and you put this on there to keep the bugs away. And you put just have to learn how to put just a small amount. And watch your vegetables pretty close. I tend to put my vegetables out early so they won't bugs won't pest them. My early vegetables.
Yes, sir.
And that helps too, you know.
Right. Well, whereabouts was your father born? Was he born up in that same area?
Yeah. In Old Quincy, they call it.
Quincy?
Yeah, Old Quincy.
Is that a little community?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a community. Old Quincy.
Is that close to Stockton?
Yeah. Just a little piece out from Stockton, not that far.
Just a few miles away, I guess.
Right.
Were you born in Quincy or Stockton?
I was born in Stockton. In an old field right up there, just to the right of the highway above Stockton. 1903.
Big Bird? 1903. I see. What about your mother? Where was she from?
She was born in Conecuh County. But after she got up a good sized girl, she come to Baldwin. She didn't live and die here. She lived and died in the hospital. But up in, what county? Monroe, I reckon. She died in the hospital up there. And, but she was born in Conecuh County, but she come to this county after she was born in Mexico.
That's it. Was your mother a housewife?
Yeah. And my mother was a nurse.
She was what?
A nurse, granny nurse.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, she was a granny nurse.
What does that mean?
That means take the babies instead of a doctor. The old way, you know. Have a granny woman to do these things, and that's what she did. And her stepmother was a granny woman too.
Is a granny woman the same thing as a midwife?
Well, that's what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, midwife.
That's it.
Yeah, I didn't understand. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Do you still find people like that nowadays? Do they still have midwives?
Don't hear of them no more, unless it's a case of emergency or something, you know, that they have to do this. I reckon the doctors wouldn't lie to you now. They've got everything else smart. They come to the doctor. All right, we'll have to go back now and get on the foundation of that, according to the Bible. We'll have to go back to Jesus' day. Jesus. At 12 years old, he was found talking to the doctors and the lawyers. And you watch it now. Ever since that Jesus turned the table of money changers over and done away with all of this stuff, worthy. Ever since then, I noticed the doctors and the lawyers are working on people more than any other people. Because they bring it down to the point where that you don't go to no other place but them for protection or for advice. So, and they've got a charge that they do this. And it's got to where it seems to me like it's tremendous. Too much. Oh, bless their hearts.